Nikki Weimar is the chief economist at Nedbank on the line to us from Joburg this evening. Where are the jobs coming from, Nikki?
Well, they're coming, interestingly enough, out of manufacturing, but there's a bit of a base effect there. So in other words, in the second quarter, manufacturing was hit quite hard by the floods, as you can imagine, because KwaZulu-Natal has a very high concentration of manufacturing-related businesses. And, of course, vehicle manufacturers were heavily affected. So I think as their sort of production facilities were rebuilt and normalized, over the third quarter, they employed more people. So they were the biggest contributor. And then, interestingly enough, it is the areas you would expect that was not so surprising is domestic trade. And I, although they don't provide the detail, I'm pretty certain that that comes from your sort of ongoing recovery in things like, you know, tourism, hotels, hospitality, restaurants, takeaways, and that normalization that is happening there after the disruptions from COVID. And then on the transport side, we've also seen an upbeat, and that's possibly freight, but also just a resumption of business travel. We've seen that rental firms, car rental firms, have done a lot better. They're also restocking their big driver and vehicle sales. So I think as they are all sort of improving and recovering from an exceptionally tough time, they are employing more people. And these are very labor-intensive industries.
I mean, it's brilliant, news, Nikki. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. It's brilliant news. I mean, we should celebrate the short-term wins. Absolutely. And this is a recovery from the 2020 lows. We lost about 2 million jobs. And we still haven't made up for those jobs lost during that time. And, of course, we've seen population growth since 2020 of 5 or 6%, probably. And so that's more people coming into the labor market all of the time. So we are way behind where we should be, even though this is an improvement.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's the one thing we've got to accept. And if we look at just discouraged workers, there's still far too many of them. If you add that to the unemployment rate, yes, it's come down, but it is still at a frightening 41.6%. So, you know, that's your broader definition of unemployment. So, yes, the narrow definition where you exclude discouraged workers, those that have given up looking for work because they've been unemployed so long, you know, looking a little bit better, coming down to 32.9. I see you say we're behind Nigeria and Namibia now. But in terms of your broader unemployment, it's still exceptionally high at, you know, almost 42%.
I mean, we've had unemployment over 20% for at least two decades. We're almost immune to it. If you're lucky enough to have a job, you go, oh, that's terrible, 33% unemployment. Without power supply, Nikki, I mean, this has got to be the biggest risk to everything in South Africa. Everything hinges on not only the ability of Eskom to keep the lights on, but to expand power supply so that industry can grow into that power supply. Without that, we stick with this problem in perpetuity.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it runs broader than that. Like you say, we've inherited very high levels of structural unemployment from the apartheid era. That obviously has a lot to do with limited opportunities, exclusion, discrimination. But more importantly, I think, the legacy we've carried in over the past couple of decades where we've been a free society has been very poor education. And those outcomes, I think, have still not been improved significantly. And, of course, that affects people's ability to get jobs. So that's a big structural element, but obviously you can't solve that overnight. But if we just had power, you could make a very big difference to the unemployment rate. And I think there we've got a long road to go. Like you say, there's getting rid of load shedding. But then there's also building sufficient capacity that you've got some reserve to allow for faster growth. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like we're even addressing the first point, which is getting rid of load shedding.
Thank you, Nikki Weimar, Chief Economist at Nedbank. But she's leading very nicely into our next guest, who's Zengisiwe Msimang, who is the Chief Communications Officer at Harambe, which is a youth employment accelerator. And Zengisiwe, I mean, Nikki Weimar putting a finger and point, you know, there are no elephants in the room when Nikki comes into the room. She tells it like it is. Education outcomes have possibly worsened over the last 20 years rather than improved. Outcomes-based education, for which Khada Asmal, dear sweet man that he was, apologized. That set South Africa. have gone a very negative course in terms of education outcomes, and we're yet to recover from it. And it is deeply debilitating for young people who you try and help to put into the jobs market who simply really struggle to adapt and to qualify for jobs that might be available.
Without doubt, Bruce, and thank you so much for having me on the show. I think the education issue is one, as you said, that's structural and that has really impacted the ability of young people to get to matric and really transition into different career paths. And I think at Harambe, what we're trying to do is look and emphasize on what the actual barriers that young people are facing in order to get employment in the now, right? So there's the structural fixing, as Nikki and yourself have said, that needs to take place. But the reality of it is that young people don't even know how to get into the labor market. And what we're trying to do is really give them the skills that they require to do that and get as young people working as possible. And as much as that is has a lot to do with youth themselves and how engaged they stay, and there are really a lot of talented youth out there, I think there's also a lot of work that business, civil society, governments need to be doing, given the size of the crisis, frankly.
I mean, the size of the crisis is an unemployment rate between, I mean, when I last looked at it, 16 to 34-year-olds of 75%. I mean, it's an insane number, an insane number. People who are never going to get a first job. And if you don't get that first job, you don't get the second or the third because they simply don't exist for you.
Exactly. And if you look at youth unemployment from 18 to 35, you're looking at one in every three young people that are neet, not in employment, education, or training. And you know what, Bruce? So we look at what the structural issues are, but then we look at the crisis in the now. And I think as Harambe, what we've been saying, working with our partners, is the neets are where our interests are. The neets is really about capturing that disengaged population and making sure that they have the skills, the access to get employment. Because you've got people who graduate or matriculate at age 18 and they're 32 and they've never worked.
Yeah.
So I think a big part of it is, how do we match the opportunities that exist? How do we match the jobs that are there right now, right here, and make sure that young people have access to them?
What success are you having as Harambe, Zengisi? What impact are you able to have in this environment that is really, really difficult?
I think, you know, we don't want to take full credit as Harambe for the uptake in the last two quarters that we've seen. But what I will say is that since we partnered with government in order to do really large-scale employment projects like the Department of Basic Education project, for example, one of which we've just completed, I think that's really begun to make a dent in the unemployment crisis. I mean, since the launch of SA Youth, which is a platform that Harambe have been working on together with government, together with the Presidential Youth Employment Intervention, we've really supported 800,000 young people to get into earning and learning opportunities. And I think what's critical here is also to point out that when we look at the disengaged youth, when we look at those people who are fundamentally losing hope, part of it is it's not just the formal economy. It's not just a job. It's about also being able to volunteer until you find that job. It's about being able to do extra courses until you are better fit to get into that job. We assist young people in terms of doing interviews and being work ready. You know, there's a whole range of issues that young people face. I think geographic location is a huge one. Yeah. I mean, I think it's 1,300 rands for a young person to look for work. And that's photocopying, that's dropping off their CVs, you know, all of these issues that include transport that we're really trying to deal with. And, you know, with projects like the Department of Basic Education, we were able to put 255,000 vacancies available, made available by the Department of Basic Education. And within the space of 21 days, we were actually able to place those young people.
Okay. No, Zenga Siwe, thank you. I mean, it's a wonderful sense of achievement at Harambee, the Chief Communications Officer, Zenga Siwe Msimang. And they're having an impact, but again, not the scale that we need. I mean, and that is the problem, and they can't do it. It's not their job to do it. They are sort of there as an interlocutor in an impossible situation. So it's really good to hear about the impact that they are able to have.